Back at it on the pregame show, Shuckers and the Queenstones getting set for first pitch. We're joined by Shuckers hitting coach Kevin Martyr for today's pregame interview. Kev, appreciate the time.
Yep, thanks for having me, Javik.
How impressive has it been to watch this lineup produce, not only throughout the year, but some of the big things we've seen throughout the month in terms of the power output as well?
It's been good to see so far. You know, the guys are competing. They're trusting their approach. They're adjusting, you know, how opposing pitches are attacking them, and they're doing pretty well.
You talk about the adjustments, and today your lineup's facing the Queenstones for what seems like the 843rd time. How proud are you of the adjustments that guys have been able to make when facing a team for the 12th, 13th, even 14th time in a really short span?
Yeah, it's been good, and it's good for the guys to understand like how they're attacking them overall, and if they're able to adjust themselves. And they've seen, you know, the guys have been having some success so far, and it's been fun to watch.
Talking about adjustments, Jesus Madej's ability to adjust to the plate at 19 years old has been otherworldly. What have you seen from him that's fueled that surge over about the last 2 weeks?
It stems from self-awareness. You know, he's young, but he's very in tune with what he's doing, and he communicates well. And I think last week we spoke a little bit about, you know, how opposing pitches are attacking him, you know, what part of the zone he does well in, and what are some lesser strengths in the zone that he can improve on, and just making him aware of some of those things. I think it's played a role in some of the adjustments he's made so far.
When you talk about the adjustments, it seems like his lower half fuels so much of that swing, even when he gets out in front. Is that a discussion you two have had about, hey, even if you're out in front, your body's still able to put the ball to the warning track, like we saw for that walk-off last Tuesday?
Yeah. It's we actually talked about that last week as well. There was a short amount of time where he got away from his toe tap and kind of reeled him back in, showed him some videos, showed him the difference in how he can control himself a little bit better when he does have the toe tap. He kind of bought into it, and he saw the results, and he's kind of run with it so far.
Talking about other guys in this lineup, especially on the power side, Darian Miller last year had 7 homers the entire season. He has 7 already, and it's not even the end of May. What has been the big thing in terms of growth that you've seen from him this year?
Miller's done a great job of creating external cues for himself. You know, he's a really smart guy. He's very invested in all the things that he's trying to accomplish. And sometimes, you know, speaking with him, he noticed that maybe that might get a little bit in the way. And I think this year he's done a really good job of being more clear-minded and just worried about competing and trusting his approach.
When you look back to the start last year for him, and it was a really tough start for him, how big does that speak mentally to for him to flush the first half last year, have a great second half, and carry it into one of the best first half we've seen from any catcher in AA this year?
Yeah, it's kind of like just trying to get out of his own way is basically what I'm trying to say. And he's done a good job of that so far this year. I think he's not really thinking about any of those things. I think he's just competing and having fun with his teammates.
Mike Bovee, another guy who's back, finally healthy and really starting to hit his stride. An OPS above 850 this month, hitting above 300. What's the growth you've seen from him just the first 2 months this year?
It's been good. He's starting to focus more on contact a little bit more, and understanding that when he does make contact, he usually hits the ball hard and not trying to do too much. And also goes along with his approach and how guys are attacking him as well. It's just another thing we've done really well as a department so far, is communicating with guys in terms of, you know, how opposing pitches are attacking them, you know, where is their hot zones, and just kind of working off of that.
What does that communication look like when you're facing a team and a starter like Shea Shoneman for the 4th different time this season?
I think it's good for the guys. You know, sometimes I don't even have to talk about too much in the advance reports. The guys kind of take over themselves, and they communicate within each other, and, you know, ideas start bouncing off of each other, and it's really good when the offense starts doing that.
How proud does that make you that the guys are thinking like that? Because that's the type of thinking you'll need at AAA and especially at the big league level.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me very proud. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm just a resource, and the guys are, you know, I learn more about them each day, every day, and, you know, it allows me to communicate with the guys a little bit better and understand who they are.
Talking about learning about the team, I think we've learned that this lineup might be the one to break the Shuckers single-season franchise home run record, because they have 54 entering today, one of the best numbers we've seen in franchise history through the end of May. What have you seen from the power department up and down this lineup?
It also stems from, you know, the high performance as well, all the work that, you know, Buck and those guys on the strength side are doing, also the athletic trainers making sure the guys are staying healthy. And I think it's a combination of everyone, all departments working as one, and it's allowing, you know, the players to showcase some of their abilities out on the field.
When you talk about the strength, we've already seen Jordan Adams hit one off the center field wall. We've seen one from Blake Burke this past week. Do you think there's another guy, maybe a Damon Keith, that could be next to hit that batter's eye in Biloxi?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's probably should have hit it about three or four times already. But, you know, it's all good. And the power is going to be there. You know, they can't really control where they hit it. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're putting good swings on good pitches and they're barreling up the baseball.
Well, hey, it's a lot of fun to see it up and down the lineup. Kev, appreciate the time.
Yep, thank you. Absolutely.
We're back after this on the On Deck Show.